Ladies and gentlemen, I think we'll try and get off as the way we intend to continue, which is on time. So thank you all for being here, and welcome. I have two domestic announcements to make. The first is, of course, fire, and I'm not going to show you where the fire doors are, but there's no fire drill planned for this afternoon, so if we hear the fire alarms going off, it's the real thing. The recommended way out is the way you came into the conference area, which is at the back over that side, and to assemble in the car park. But if that is a difficult way to go, I don't know where the fire is, then, of course, if you go out up the stairs and then down, that's out through the front door. So that's the fire drill. The only other thing is, because I've been embarrassed myself doing this occasionally, is to remember about mobile phones. So while you're sitting there for a moment, if you've got mobile phones that are going to make a lot of noise, could you alter that situation? It's an honour for me to introduce our chair for the conference, who is Lord Brodie, the Honourable Lord Brodie QC. Lord Brodie was educated at Dollar Academy. He's a graduate of the University of Edinburgh and Virginia. And he was admitted to the Faculty of Advocates in 1976. He's been a standing junior counsel, Minister of Defence, and Health and Safety at Work executives. He was appointed a Queen's Counsel in 1987. He was also called to the English Bar, the Lincoln's Inn, in 1991. Been a part-time chairman of industrial tribunals, chairman of medical appeal tribunals, and he served as an advocate depute from 1997 to 1999. Lord Brodie was appointed a judge of the Supreme Court in 2002, at which time he was also appointed part-time chairman of the employment tribunals. He's also been a part-time member of the Welfare Commission for Scotland. So you'll see he's had quite a lot of experience of chairing a range of organisations involved with rights and legal issues. And I actually met him. He was appointed as chairman of the Judicial Studies Committee in 2006, and I met him in that capacity when I've addressed gatherings once or twice. He is very keen on developing knowledge in the judiciary, and I have really great pleasure in handing over the chair to Lord Brodie, and I'm sure we'll be in his very good hands for the conference. Thank you very much.